Interestingly, the object of our prayers is to wangle and advance on our supposed good intentions. This is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you, interestingly, the object of our prayers is to wangle and advance on our supposed good intentions. We have a lot of good intentions. It's the story that was in the Reader's Digest a while ago about this man who was out in a boat. That is, he was out in a big boat. And the big boat went down. And he got into the life raft. And he was in the life raft for several days. And he wasn't on the shipping lanes, he wasn't on traffic lanes, and there was no chance of him being found very easily, but he was looking and hoping. Well, many days passed, and pretty soon he got really bad. And he says, "God, if I get home, I'll go to church every Sunday." Well, he kept saying that and saying that, and a storm came and went, and then a boat came along. And the boat was a pleasure boat, and people boat, and they stopped and picked him up. And he was bedraggled and terrible. They gave him a shower and everything, got all cleaned up. And so they took him home. And the first thing he did was to, have a big dinner. But he had a good dinner on the boat, too. But have a good dinner at home. And then the next day was Sunday. And so he slept in. Because he had really had an ordeal, He was tired. And so the next Sunday came along, and something else came up. And the next Sunday came along, and something else came up. And lo and behold, another big calamity befell him. And he says, "Oh my gosh, I've used up my prayer with God. I've used up my good intentions, my supposed good intentions." Now, he didn't have to say, "I'll go to church." He just could have said, I will seek to be a better man. I will seek to be more humane and more gentle and kind and some other lovely things." But he said, "I'll go to church every day." And he didn't. You see, when we make promises and we don't keep them, for whatever reason, it doesn't matter, we pay a tremendous price. And that price is not always easily seen. That price sometimes is beyond our imagination. And it's something that is very bad. People wonder why good people have bad things happen to them. Why people who are so high in the society and so well thought of go do some terrible thing or have some terrible thing happen to them, like a car crash or something. And you say, "Well, why did they have to die in a car crash?" Well, don't knock the way they went. That was just a convenient way to go to the next dimension without making their family thinking that they really were tired of this dimension, ready to go on the next one, or wanted to abandon them, or wanted to go on to the next dimension, period. And they didn't want their family to feel unhappy with them for doing it, And this oftentimes happens. This oftentimes goes on in our world, where people have good intentions, and these good intentions get them in all sorts of troubles. We want to be very careful that when we have prayers, that our prayers are just not to wangle in advance on good intentions, that our prayers are designed to reveal to us who we are. We sometimes say that, we're praying to God. Well, where is God? God is inside of us. Jesus said that a time and time again. He said it. "Go within to the Father who seeth in secret, and the Father will reward you openly." Go within, go within, go within, go within. And people just think they have to go without. And so they go to the church, or they go to the forest, or they go to they're jumping out of an airplane in a parachute, and they think they're praying, And what they're doing is that they're just tantalizing, taunting their own divine spirit. If they would just listen to the divine within them, they'd get the answer. I talked with Stefan today on the phone, and I said, "Stefan, did you listen within for the answer?" He says, "Yeah, I got the answer." He said, "But I wasn't sure it was right." I said, "Well, believe yourself. Believe yourself. When you get an answer, follow it. Because you may not realize why that answer is the right answer. You may not realize why that answer is the correct thing, but follow it. Follow it and do what it says. And he said, I do most of the time. And I said, well, when we do all the time, then we're really doing great. Now, this is true for all of us. We hear from the divine within. Some of us have a good telephone connection, you know, with the divine within. And you hardly think we need a telephone connection. We just, hello, you know. We don't need anything to connect us. And we just say, hi, God. And that God is us. We're talking to us. And how are you doing today, God? Well, I don't know. You had a tummy ache, but I'm doing just fine. And you don't need a tummy ache. You know, just say, I'm whole and perfect. God, that's what you say. That's right. And that's why I'm always whole and perfect. I never have any tummy ache. You may have one, but I don't even know it. It's just this body that we're wearing here, you know, that you and I are one here, and that body is a reflection of somebody's attitudes, and it wasn't mine, because my attitudes are always good. And it's just that humanness about you that gets you in trouble. So let's think about these things. Interestingly, the object of our prayers is to wangle and advance on our supposed good intentions. Let's not wangle in advance. Let's live in the awareness, in the presence, in the realization that all is divine and all is good right now and forevermore, because that's all that really matters. Nothing else really matters, and nothing else ever will matter. So take this thought for today and run with it, and have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day, and know that I'm always right there with you, blessing you, loving you, holding you in my arms and saying, wow, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.